emergencies. We value the office's efforts in supporting access to quality education for refugee and host community children, such as in Ethiopia, Kenya, Yemen, and by means of the No Lost Generation initiative in Syria. We also welcome the creative solutions developed to address the protection problems faced by the displaced youth, including sexual and gender-based violence, discrimination, obstacles to integration in host communities, and the lack of education and livelihood opportunities. The affirmation of the Global Compact on Refugees on the 17th of December 2018 was a milestone on the road towards a comprehensive and sustainable response to extensive movements of refugees. The first Global Refugee Forum, which will take place in Geneva this December, presents an important opportunity to bring together all relevant stakeholders and partners, develop tangible improvements for refugees, as well as for the refugee hosting communities, and give a say to refugees themselves. Since 2015, Austria has been among the European states hosting one of the highest numbers per capita of recognized refugees. In addition to providing accommodation of what we call basic care for currently around 33,000 asylum seekers in need, in addition, my government has continued to dedicate considerable expenses on integration measures. Since 2015, Austria has provided German language courses for more than 60,000 refugees and value and orientation courses in Austria for more than 100,000 refugees. These value and orientation courses focus on the fundamental values of living together in Austria, such as the rule of law, freedom of expression, gender equality, and tolerance. We have also complemented procedures for refugees which are not able to present documents from their countries of origin to acknowledge completed education or trainings. These and several other measures are part of a 50 points action plan, which has been designed as Austria's basic document for refugee integration. Furthermore, Austria has in 2019 dedicated €500,000 to UNHCR in order to support the protection of the Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh. We appreciate that UNHCR, as part of this session of the Executive Committee, has convened a high-level segment on statelessness to mark the midterm of the I Belong campaign. We want to express our support for the campaign and attach great importance to all the endeavours to end statelessness. Austria has already in 1972 acceded to the 1961 Convention on the Reduction of Statelessness, and in 2008 acceded to the 1954 Convention relating to the status of stateless persons. I wish to congratulate the 15 states which have become a party to one or both of the conventions since the launch of the I Belong campaign in 2015, and whose accession we have celebrated this Monday. In order to properly implement these conventions, Austria's law possesses a variety of rules which aim at reducing statelessness or mitigating its adverse consequences in a world being built of states. Finally, let me assure my High Commissioner that we have taken due note of the growing numbers of forcibly displaced persons, as well as of the increasingly complex consequences arising from the current crisis situations which you have presented to us today. We will report them back to our capital for our new government, which is expected to take office in a few weeks' time, to be considered as the basis for the decisions on how to sustainably respond to the present protection challenges. Austria will continue to be a strong partner of UNHCR and support your organization in its precious work and its response to the demanding tasks that we are facing today. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.